Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of MusicCast, the music podcast where we don't really talk about music, but why the songs that we're mentioning in this episode are so amazing and everybody should hear them. As always, remember to follow us in our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can hear this in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much everywhere. If you cannot find it, just send us a message and I will make it happen. That is there. Always remember to follow the Spotify playlist, musical playlist, where you can find the song that we're going to talk today. And we have Music Morning with a playlist that all the songs that I use on my way to work, and it's getting one more song each day. It's crazy. It's very random. Go ahead and enjoy it. For this week, I have Rilo, the singer of 3RG Miami, which is a band right here from South Florida. Their style is primarily English and Spanish with rock infused and the Caribbean and funk. So it's very difficult to put it like in one genre, but you're going to enjoy it. So Rilo, go ahead. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here tonight. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here with you today.
No, thank you. Thanks you. Because I mean, it was something to finally meet you. After I went to a concert, for everybody out there, I went to a concert where I meet 3RG. They were going to do an event with an open parking lot, and something changed. We went to a theater, and it still was amazing. I mean, I decided this is the band that I'm going to have for my podcast real, real soon. So thank you for that. You're part of the inspiration that started this podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, well, you pretty much heard one of the episodes, so you know how this flow goes. And if you don't mind, I would like to start with my song.
Sure.
All right. So this is a very feeling that it reminds me of your band. I decided to go with Venezuelan in New York by King Chango, which is a Venezuelan band. And it was from 1998, from a compilation. It's a tribute to the Police, of course. And I love this song so much because it brings this Latino Caribbean soul pretty much as 3RG does. Because
3RG does, yeah.
So yeah, the soul that you can get in this song and you can get in 3RG is, it doesn't matter where you are, that Latino feel. That es esa son.
Esa son Latino.
Exacto. We always gonna put it there. So yeah. I mean, King Chango was a band from New York, if you don't know, but they are all from Venezuela, the members. And they got together to make this album, Tribute with the Police, with a bunch of different artists all around the world. It was amazing. It's a shame that you cannot find this song actually only on YouTube is when I'm able to find it, because the master is from a record, and me being Venezuelan, I have to share King Chango. You know, I want to spread more the Venezuelan word out there in the music. So we're going to listen in some point, but I would like to start with some questions about it. So as I'm going with this Latino soul, how do you bring your Latino soul? Tell me about it. Tell me what's 3RG, what the name means and all that.
Well, it started a few years ago, over 5 years ago, I would say like 7 or 8 years ago. Éramos tres boricua y un americano. Entonces el americano fue que estábamos buscando the name for the band, and he said, why don't we call it 3RG? Ricans and the Gringo.
Oh.
So it became 3. There we go. And now it changed through the years, but it was always 3RG. The G will change to something else. And now it's 3 Ricans, no gender. Because we, like you said, we cannot be aligned in one specific way of sound. And then we are, you know, there's three of us are from Puerto Rico.
All right.
And now we always remain three guys from Puerto Rico and then the other guys from different countries.
Nice. Nice. And I imagine that having all these different artists from different countries, it brings more into the table, and you get like backgrounds from everybody. What would you say were your your three or your background, your aspirations that you have as a child?
Well, when I started singing, I used to sing a lot of music from Journey.
Okay.
Back in the days when I was younger, my voice used to reach that high and I used to sound a little bit just like him. As I grew older, I started developing a different type of voice, more raspy, more into the rock area. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was always, you know, Steve Perry, Luis Miguel, Cristian Castro, Jose, you know, all the big guys back in the day.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy because now that you mentioned this, I got to go back to the concert when I met you guys.
Okay.
It was amazing. It was a roller coaster of old stuff. It was a rocking Spanish rock concert. That's how they made the advertisement. And you enter and you do Metallica covers. You do Guns N' Roses. But you also do Brinca, Loca, Eres Tú. You have, I remember a Daddy Yankee song. And I was like, oh my God, this is so Miami.
Yeah, it was Daddy Yankee, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Dura. I can't hear that. Dura. I was like,
yeah, it was Dura.
it was so fun. And how do you está work?
Dura, mano arriba, porque tú te ves bien, está dura. Yeah, I did that one.
How do you go with that, all that to create them? I'm not going to say the set list, but the process, the creative process that you go within that roller coaster that exists within the band.
That's the way my mind works. That's why you see my original music. It's the same way.
Okay.
It's from rock hardcore to super extreme romantic ballads. So when I used to do covers only, it was just the same way. It was in the same set list. In the same set, we will play Bob Marley, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Mark Anthony, you know, everything in the same set, and a bachata, you know, we'll play bachata as well. It was everything in one set. So that's just the way it is. I mean, I like to play the rock part, actually. It's what I really enjoy, but I get bored with that only. So that's why I have to do everything.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're remembering a concert. I even did a merengue.
Yeah, no, I remember. You had people dancing, man.
Bonnet. We lost a lot of people for that concert because everybody was expecting to be on the rooftop.
Yeah.
And then we got shut down out there, and then we went to the theater. So a lot of people, because of the COVID, they wanted to remain outside. They didn't want to go in. So, you know, it is what it is. But we've had multiple concerts there, and actually we have one coming up in September as well.
Nice. I'll be sure to be there with my wife. We're going to enjoy that party. And now that you're mentioned that, so we had Daddy Yankee, we have Luis Miguel, we have Nirvana. I remember a really good song. I saw que le diste con la charraca. I mean, I saw that you were playing.
El guiro.
It was like, okay. So when you go everywhere, does 3RG, depending where it be, you still always the same? Or if you're going to a more conservative festival, you try to keep it down, or is 3RG all the way?
3RG is 3RG. The only thing that we do different, for example, we have a big festival coming up now in August 7th in Orlando with guys like Los Amigos Invisibles, La Secta, vamos a estar con, who's the other one that is La Secta? Because Invisible, Genitalica.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to be performing with them on stage, and then we're doing 95% originals.
Okay.
And then just a few songs just to make sure that people, you know, get people happy.
Right.
So that's that. Then we have an album event that's in August, the end of August. Then we have a concert at the Seminole with friends from Venezuela, Sur Deluxe. We're going to be sharing the stage, both of us, we're going to be sharing the stage. And then after that, October 2nd, we are in Port Charlotte. October 3rd, we are with Los Rabanes in Miramar.
Dude, you're everywhere. You got a lot of plans. That's good. I like it. And I see that you're moving and all this, and I was doing some investigations about 3RG, and you mentioned that you really liked 2016 for the band. Could you tell me a little bit more?
I mean, we were gigging between 80 and 100 shows a year.
Wow.
Back then. Yeah, that was a lot. And then we started touring 2 years ago before COVID. And then once COVID started, we had to cancel the tour right in the middle. So we did at least, we did like 7 dates in different parts. So now we're doing a small tour again. Well, I mean, we started again earlier this year. And now we have one in multiple cities in Florida.
Okay.
Including Orlando, Port Charlotte, Miramar, Miami. And then we are going, we have one in Atlanta. I'm still working on that day as well. Though that's going to happen probably in September.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then we take a couple weeks break and then let's see what happens. We're looking at Mexico right now, negotiating some stuff in Mexico. So let's see what happens with that.
Oh, I hope that goes. I hope that goes.
You'll be the first one to know. I'm telling you, I say it right here on your podcast, you will be the first one to know when I get it.
Yeah, nice. I'll be expecting that message, and I know it will happen.
Awesome.
And I was going through your songs. I mean, I love Brinca. It makes you happy all the way, and I have a lot of different genres. But I enjoy Loca so much. Man, Loca, mi hermano, that's a song.
That was a song that opened the door.
Really?
That was the door. Para que entiendas algo de mí, yo no escuchaba música rock en español.
Okay.
Yo lo que era más rock americano y la música en español era mayormente baladas.
Okay, baladas.
Eso es lo que a mí me encantaba. Mm-hmm. That's what I used to love. So my first song in Spanish was Loca.
Okay.
And then that one opened the door, like boom. Todo el mundo, incluyendo Anglos y Latinos, they were singing along because it's so easy. Everybody knows what Loca means, right?
Yep.
So right now, it's funny because two days ago, I think it was, I was recording some new guitars for Loca. So Loca is coming out pretty badass. Wait till you hear the new, it's the same stuff, but it has some arrangements.
Okay.
You're gonna like it. You're gonna like that one.
Perfect. So
Loca is a true story. Loca is a true story.
Okay. Would you like to share about that or?
The first part is somebody I know. The second part is the somebody that used to date somebody that I knew as well. So everything from Le Tira en Público la Comida, that's true. They were in Olive Garden and all the breadsticks were flying from table to table. For real, they were fighting about that. Creating the page in Facebook, I mean, just to spy on him, that's true as well. So everything you hear in that song is real.
Okay, so we have a better real song, imagine that. So with that song, it opened the door, Terra de Puerta, and you made the change al español, right? Pretty much.
Fue gradual.
Okay.
Fue gradual. I acuérdate, yo tenía muchos fans que eran solamente, hablaban inglés solamente.
Okay.
So, muchos de esa gente se molestaron. No se molestaron, they, you know, they gravitated. They didn't understand what I was saying. But some people stay. To this day, they still follow us and they follow my music. They don't know what I'm saying, but they like it.
I mean, you don't have to know what the song says to like it. Yeah. You have big bands like Rammstein in German.
Yeah, you're right.
I love them. I mean, I don't know what they say.
Loca is a very interesting song, but my favorite song is Eres Tú.
Eres Tú. It's a very good song. That's the one that I use to drive from work to here. Okay. Today. So, yeah, I love it. Sí. I love it, man. Yeah.
Todos los arreglos, todos los layers. It's just a beautiful song.
Okay. Let's see. So now you're going in between or you want to stay in Spanish? What do you think is the
I'm still writing in Spanish. Right now I just finished a new song. That's what I was recording last night. La maqueta, lo que le llamamos la maqueta.
Mm-hmm.
De la canción, it's called Corruptos and it's going to go very well with all the social issues that we're having with the governments in different countries. Yo normalmente no escribo música de protesta, pero this one just came natural. This one just came natural, and I think it's gonna be a good one.
All right, I like it. If it's flowing, go ahead. Just
yep.
when you have something to say, people will love to listen. That's what I do, you know? So how about if we go take a little break? Let's listen to Venezuelan in New York and we'll be right back. Are you okay?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, sure.
All right, everybody out there, grab a good pair of headphones, go to YouTube in this time because I cannot seem to find the song anywhere else, and listen to Venezuelan in New York by Kim Chang-go, and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back.
Muy buena, muy buena, muy buena.
Viste, el Latino soul, o sea, el alma de nosotros está ahí, hermano. Man, have you ever heard Kim Chang-go before?
No, no lo he escuchado.
Ah, bueno, tiene, now pretty you nice. Got homework.
Pretty nice. Yeah, I got homework, pretty nice, sí. Pretty nice.
Son super, super nice. I mean, they did only two albums, but dude, I mean, you can feel the energy. And when
la
I was...
La mezcla.
Eso.
Sí, la buena es una buena mezcla de esa de y una buena versión de esa canción. Lo hicieron muy chévere.
Sí, you can. I mean, if you don't know that is the song, for a little while you might be like, oh, okay, this is an original, but no, they make it their own. Sí, me encanta. But I mean, that was my song. I'm glad you like it. So it's my time to ask Rilo from 3RG Miami, what you got for me, my friend.
¿Tú sabes qué? Déjame tirarte con una de las canciones favoritas mías, actually, de Alejandro Fernández.
Oh, ok.
Alejandro Fernández, te voy a decir, déjame ver. Lo tengo aquí en mi playlist. Vamos a ver, que es una de mis canciones, ¿cómo te digo? Los layers de esa canción.
Ok. Ok.
Tiene una... It's just amazing. It's just amazing. Lo estoy buscando ahora mismito aquí para share contigo. Porque se llama Me Estoy Enamorando. Pero... Okay. Sí. ¿Tú la buscas allá?
Sí, sí, vamos a buscarlo. Let's have it right here. Me estoy enamorando.
Me estoy enamorando.
Ok. Me estoy...
Es que hay varias que él tiene. Me dediqué a perderte. Oh, my God. He has so many. Pero Me Estoy Enamorando es una de las canciones que yo puedo escuchar y me da goosebumps por todo, no solamente la letra, pero la calidad de arreglos que tiene esa canción. Es impresionante. They did an amazing job. Y esta canción tiene, ¿qué? Más de 15 años.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, excellent. So, why you admire the song for all its complication, or it also bring a memory to Rilo in some point?
No, I mean it's a time in my life.
Okay.
Cuando estaba en Puerto Rico, entonces a mí la música me transporta a lugares, no necesariamente a personas, ¿no?
Okay, okay.
Y esta canción cuando salió yo la escuché. And it gave me goosebumps. It was incredible. Es lo mismo que cuando salió la canción La Incondicional de Luis Miguel en 1987. You were probably not even born there.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Exacto.
Pero, hey, I listened on YouTube y La Incondicional, yeah. Por favor.
Exacto. Eso es una canción que es impresionante, bella. Pero Me Estoy Enamorando de Luis Miguel, de Alejandro Fernández. It's just incredible. Overall, it's an incredible song.
Okay, now, and we're going to listen to that in a little while, mm-hmm. But now that you mention Alejandro Fernández, let me, why did I say that with an American accent? Alejandro Fernández, ¿vale?
Alejandro Fernández,
what the hell?
Alejandro Fernández.
What are Rilo's three favorite bands or singers, Español, Inglés, German, Japanese? Go ahead.
Journey, tengo mucha influencia de Journey, of course.
Okay.
Como te había dicho, Luis Miguel me gusta mucho, Tom Jones me gusta mucho. No te puedo decir tres en particular, okay. Porque no, I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
I know.
It has to be, the Stylistic, for example, los años 50, Van Halen de los años 80.
I have to go by decades, perhaps.
You have to go by decades because I love, de si tú ves el playlist mío, it's a roller coaster just like my music, right?
Perfect.
Exactly.
Now that you're mentioning roller coaster again, and this is pretty much like the war of the whole episode, I want to go to concerts. Mm-hmm. As being a musician, you have been to a bunch of concerts as an artist and as an audience. Do you have a story that you could share, like your best and your worst experience in a concert? It could be as an artist, it could be as an audience.
Aunque no lo creas, mm-hmm. el peor concierto para nosotros musical y por el estrés que tuvimos que movernos de un sitio a otro fue el que tú fuiste.
Oh,
y a ti te gustó.
No,
y a ti te gustó.
Sí.
Y a ti te gustó. Y ese fue el peor de que te puedo decir el peor concierto de nosotros, ¿no?
Claro.
We were with a lot of stress going from another place, coming here, setting up, getting ready, doing everything else. We had to rearrange some of the songs on the set list. Yo tuve un concierto hace 2 años que fue en el Seminole Theater, que that concert, yo traje una canción de Alejandra Fernández, de Alejandra Guzmán, Hacer el amor con otra, pero le puse con otra.
Okay.
Es otro, le puse otra. Entonces, I did an arrangement for that song that actually came out super, super cool.
Oh, nice.
Tocamos en Aitos Vélez, pero ese concierto, I was able to connect more with the people. Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but the bigger the stage, the mm-hmm. less contact you have energy-wise with your crowd.
Okay.
A mí me gustan las tarimas pequeñas, que yo tenga la gente ahí mismo de frente, I feed up the energy, and then we go from there.
I can tell that when you get into the stage and the concert that I went, you like were greeting people and going there. I'm like, oh my God, this guy, he's a showman. He already feels in the zone. Like, good.
That's what I really enjoy that. La tarima, por ejemplo, el concierto que tenemos ahora en agosto, la tarima es 3 times the stage of the Seminole.
Okay.
It's huge. So I'm going to be like, hello, Wimbledon. So I don't know how that's gonna feel. Pero te digo, tarimas pequeñas, I enjoy them a lot. I really do.
Okay.
Mucha gente piensa, oh, you're in the big stage. Oh, that must be incredible. Actually, no, it's not.
Claro, it makes sense though. I never thought about that, but it makes sense. And as an audience, what would you say is the biggest concert or the best experience? Al mejor concierto que fuiste, joder.
Que yo fui, que yo haya ido.
Exacto. Tú como público.
Como público, Marilyn Manson, it was very, very entertaining. Yeah. Alice in Chains, it was pretty good. Alice in Chains era más musical.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Manson was more show. It was a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was an actual show. Yo vi Bon Jovi, yo vi Toto back in the days. Yo vi, oh my God, name it. Hablando de Toto, one of my actually,
mm-hmm.
we said we're gonna listen to Alejandro Fernández, pero hay una canción de Toto.
Okay.
Se llama I'll Be Over You.
Okay.
That is one of my top 10 songs ever.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Okay, bueno, pues we can listen to the two of them. Okay. Who says not? ¿Quién dijo miedo, Ale? Aquí estamos. Exacto, estamos en Miami. So now, let me give you a speed questions. You're from, I know you're from Puerto Rico, but you've been in Miami for how long, would you say that?
About 20 years.
Okay, so, ¿conoces Miami?
Llegar a los sitios, no me pregunte que si la 23 con la 84, nunca aprendí eso.
Okay, no problem. Entonces, I'm sorry everybody who's listening out of Miami, but I have to make the question. So, Rilo, without thinking,
uh-huh.
Turpike con la Palmetto?
Ajá.
Uh-huh. Tú dime.
Turnpike.
Okay. La US 1.
Ah, perdóname, ajá. Brinca, eso es lo que dice brinca, ¿verdad?
Ya, yeah, vas por la Palmetto.
Vas por la Palmetto, exacto.
US 1 o Chrome Avenue?
Oh, God. Chrome Avenue.
Ok. ¿La Carreta o Versailles?
Ooh. That's a tough one. Déjame hacer un caro cru con, bueno, I don't have a dime, but I have the 3RG pick here.
Okay.
So I'm gonna, and then the other one is, so let me see. Te digo ahora. So si sale 3RG front,
okay,
es la carreta, y si sale acá es Versailles, okay?
Okay.
Versailles.
Ganó Versailles. Okay.
Yeah. They make the best oxtail in the world. Go ahead.
A ver, Dolphin Mall o Bayside?
Dolphin Mall.
¿Y si lanzó el International?
Dolphin Mall.
Okay, Dolphin Mall. Está bien, Dolphin, está bien. Mall. Para los venezolanos ahí. Ajá. ¿Una colada o un cortadito?
Cortadito.
Ah, mí también, yo también, mí también, ¿qué es eso? ¿Viste? Ya estamos mayameros aquí.
Yeah. Miameros.
Miameros total. Ahora vamos con discos. 11, Space or Mango.
Mango.
yo sabía desde el momento. I made the question and I knew. Y por último, yeah, ¿arroz con gandules o mofongo?
Oh, God, depende. A mí me tienes que añadir una cosa más ahí, el bifongo. O el duofongo, which is a mix, es lo mismo que el mofongo, pero le ponen la mitad de maduro, right?
Okay.
So the mofongo tastes a little bit sweeter.
Okay. Okay.
So if you put that in there, then it's dufongo or bifongo more than rice and beans and the other stuff. Eso es increíble. Pero si fuera entre estos dos, arroz con gandules.
Okay. All the explanation and arroz con gandules.
Arroz con gandules, yeah.
Está bien, me encanta esto, vale. That's a good vibes. Oh my God, man. Okay, how about if we go after all this craziness, let's listen. ¿Cuál quieres escuchar primero? Alejandro Fernández o Toto.
Or Toto. Vamos a escuchar Toto primero.
Okay.
A escuchar el Toto.
Algo, they didn't know the meaning of that in Spanish. Poor guys. Toto.
Yeah, yeah. Toto. Yeah. They thought it was cute.
So for anybody who's out there, grab a good pair of headphones and let's listen to Toto. I'll be over you. And we'll be right back. Okay, and we're back.
Quite a classic. Quite a classic.
Yes. And yes. Again, I was reminded. Eres un romántico, mi hermano.
Sí, bro. ¿Tú te imaginas una persona que escribe canciones como Loca, Foquepeste, Brinca, que no va a ser romántico? ¿Tú me entiendes? It's like...
two opposites, totalmente.
Two opposites, completamente, bro. Completamente. O sea, las letras mías, I mean... La última canción que saqué ahora,
Página Blanca.
Página Blanca. Tú sabes, Primavera, son como, no, esa Página Blanca es la nueva, que es como una bachata.
Exacto.
Y es como que, you know, si tú la lees, es como una poesía, ¿no? Eso yo se lo dediqué a mi esposa cuando yo la escribí. Cuando yo la escribí, pues, obvio. Déjame, estoy buscándote aquí algo aquí rapidito de esa canción. Pero no la has escuchado. ¿No has tenido?
Claro, claro que sí. Ah, sí, está sí, publicando, sí, ¿no? Sí, Páginas sí. Blancas, por favor.
Yeah.
Of course. Y veo que está por todo. It's everywhere. People están escuchando en Washington. También vi que you're posting. It's going, my friend. That's good.
A lot of people have received people dancing to the song. He puesto tres videos, puse una muchacha de Canadá, pero creo que ella es de Centroamérica, puse una pareja de la República Dominicana, y puse dos muchachas bailando, que eso lo mandaron de Washington D.C., entonces el video ya ha sobrepasado los 100,000+ views, pero el problema que hay es que, sí, pero escuchas muchos mensajes negativos, inclusive de hombres y de mujeres, porque son dos mujeres bailando.
Ay, por favor.
Exacto. So, si tú vas a la página de 3RG y ves el post, te vas a dar cuenta, brother, que, o sea, mucha gente dice, no, que el hombre blanco es racista. Tú tienes que ir a la página y ver lo que la gente ha puesto ahí, brother. Tienes que ver lo que la gente ha puesto. Ha sido, pero it's good. I mean, for the, ¿sabes? Siempre buena crítica, mala crítica, buena crítica, crítica, ¿sabes? Siempre buena. Sí. So.
El internet is always going to be the internet. ¿Qué te puedo decir? Yeah. But now we're going with that, with opposites. You have Toto, you have Alejandro Fernandez, you have Metallica. I don't know if it's because we're Latinos or what do you think? ¿De dónde agarras esos opuestos tan grandes that you can enjoy La Incondicional, but you can also enjoy The Wall from Pink Floyd?
Bueno, creciendo en Puerto Rico, yo crecí, como tú dices, yo crecí con Kiss, yo crecí con Van Halen, con Guns N' Roses, con Poison, con todas esas bandas legendarias de los 80 y de los 90. So, yo tengo esa influencia bien marcada. En Puerto Rico, esa era la música que se escuchaba back in the 80s and the early 90s. Después, cuando llega Nirvana, el grunge y toda la cuestión, pues la cosa comenzó a cambiar y entonces entra el rock en español. Pero ya para el año 2001 ya yo me había ido de Puerto Rico. O sea, ya yo no fui parte de esa movida. Entonces, ¿qué es lo que me ha ayudado a mí, en cierto modo? La música mía en español, la música rock mía en español, no se parece a música rock en español normal y corriente que tú escuchas normalmente de otros lugares. Es rara, es una cosa rara. Y es por eso yo no tuve la influencia de rock en español.
I get it. I mean, I'm more into the English rock as well. I'm going with Pink Floyd, Korn. Well, I have it right here.
Yeah.
My favorite band in the world. I also have Sinatra.
Perfecto.
Bob Marley, The Who. I'm going to the Korn concert in August.
Nice.
Y si vamos a español, my favorite singer in Spanish, Rubén Blades.
Oh, sí, tremendo. Rubén Blades es increíble. Favor. Sí. O
sea, entonces, tú me ves con mi franela de Korn, mis calaveras, you know, old.
Escuchando Rubén Blades.
Rubén Blades, Pedro Navaja, pónganmela ahí. O sea, come on. Esa es la maravilla que creo que tenemos como latinos, que nos ayuda a tener esa dualidad.
And,
I'm picking up about that duality. How about if we go straight ahead with our next crazy song? And this time is Alejandro Fernández. ¿Por qué no? Vamos a darle.
Para que te corte la vena a todos tus oyentes.
Exacto. Es más, the introduction in Spanish. Vamos a darle. Este es el momento en el que todos buscan unos audífonos y escuchen a Alejandro Fernández, Me Estoy Enamorando. Y regresamos ahorita. Wow.
Yo te digo, yo soy bien macho, pero esa canción saca a la mujer de adentro de mí, brother. ¿Qué?
Yo quiero, I want him to sing that to me. He's singing
exactly.
That to
me. It's just like incredible. It's just incredible. Esa canción es una de mis favoritas por eso, porque es que tiene tantas cosas que it's just out there.
It's complex and it reminds me of different groups where you could say every instrument is the protagonist. Like the voice and all the instruments are all there.
Yeah.
You take one out, forget it. I mean, the song is not going to work.
Yeah.
And the voice, that boy was singing to me. I could do. Like, it was not for anybody else. Es para mí. Él me estaba cantando a mí, hermano. O sea, me estoy enamorando nada más con eso. No, yo, es conmigo. Eso. In my window, I could see picture myself and he's with all the band singing that. Oh my God, no, hermano.
No, eso es una canción para enamorarse realmente. Total. ¿Verdad que sí? It's just out there. Incredible. Total. Pues sí, brother, romántico, ese es mi base, pero sí, yo escucho de todo. Pero mi base es romántico.
Y yo digo, I mean, in rock, you always find the romance as well. It's always there.
Eso es lo que estoy. Yeah. Brujería. Yo escribí brujería, and that is BDSM. Ese es más sexual in nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ese es más de esto. Y está sonando muchísimo ahora mismito. Hay muchas estaciones internet que la cogieron recientemente. Está sonando en Puerto Rico ahora mismito en regular rotation. Está en Nueva York en regular rotation. Argentina. Me falta uno y no quiero que no se me vaya a olvidar porque si no me busco un lío con eso. Bueno,
creo que es
ya
en
mismo me
Perú.
acuerdo. Perú, correcto.
¿Viste? Ahí estamos.
Correcto, en Perú.
Exacto.
Exacto. Y se está escuchando y es esa canción que it just picked up.
Yeah. And I'm more of them will picked up. And you know what? It's been such a fun ride. I mean, this is great. As we go into the last part, hacia lo último, I just turn my mic off for a couple of minutes. Go ahead, my friend Rilo. Promote yourself, 3RG, what's going on. Tell everybody how to find you and where to see a perform of 3RG.
Bueno, let me start with your last question. Performing, we're going to be performing September 11 at the Seminole Theater. We're going to be sharing the stage with another Miami band called Sur Deluxe. You guys can follow us on Instagram at 3RG Miami. You can follow me at Rilo 3RG Miami. Or you can follow us as well on Facebook at 3RG Miami. We've been blessed with all the followers and all the fans que follow our que oye eso que follow that's a Spanglish right there que
Total.
follow yeah that follow our music. We've been blessed, man. We've been what can I say? I mean, humbly salimos, comenzamos en Homestead, tú sabes, we started there, and next thing you know, our music is being listened all over the world and streamed all over the world. I mean, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. I mean, we work hard for this, pero a la misma vez mucha gente ve, o sea, all the nice things on our Instagram and all that stuff and think that, oh, there. No, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. You have to work. So, tenemos varios shows. Estamos en tour nuevamente, pero en sur de la Florida tenemos, like I said, September 11 at the Seminole Theater. And then October 3rd, que estamos celebrando the 25-year anniversary con los Rabanes. En el Miramar Amphitheater. That's going to be a good big show as well.
Okay. Perfect. So go ahead, follow them, stalk them on Instagram. We want to make sure that 3RG goes big from the Homestead para el mundo, ¿vale?
De Homestead para el mundo,
Y que siga así creciendo. Everybody, thank you for listening, watching. Make sure to, keep in touch, and we'll see you in another episode. Bye.
Yeah.